an entirely different facet. And it started with the Korean War. Right there is where they played hell with patriotism, when they followed up with the mandatory draft. Now, when I came out of the service, I wasn't enlisted. I was a commissioned officer, see, which is a straight contract with the government. Went into the enlisted reserve, mostly from the feeling of patriotism, and if this thing didn't stay put, well, we could be right back in business in short order, see. Now, most of the fellows flying SAC or tactical did go in reserve for a five-year period. It was their option. But during the intervening time, the Korean thing popped, and some of those boys were recalled, which is all right. If they'd have recalled me, it'd been all right. But at the end of our five-year term, they extended our reserve status 3 more years without asking us if we wished that we were not. And that was a direct violation of a straight contract.
How could they do that?
By God, they can't, legally. But they damn well did. Now, right there is where this ball started rolling, and immediately after that, they came up with the compulsory draft program. So when they came up with the draft program, they automatically cut off all of the volunteer stream, and they killed patriotism. They stopped the people from hanging the flags up and things of that sort. It just went blah overnight, and it's been that way ever since. And it's damn well going to stay that way until the government quits trying to run their people in some phase of a policing system or a police state form of government, see. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a hell of a lot of things wrong with our form of government. I don't advocate overthrowing it. It's still the best damn government in the whole world. I've sampled quite a few of them. I've seen what's over there and how they percolate. And I prefer here by a large margin.
Let her get on with her.
But, well, that's part of it. She'll find out whether I say damn or damn it. I use both.
I'd like to get a little information about yourself on your name.
Delbert Laverne.
How do you spell?
D-E-L-B-E-R-T. D as in damn it, L as in love.
L-A-V-E-R-N-E.
I didn't pick that one out. It was pinned on me when I was too young to defend myself.
And your address?
Residence or postal or what?
Residence.
Well, this is... And we have box number... that would give you a pinpoint on it.
Is this considered Tyler out here? You're outside the city limits?
We're outside of the city limits about so almost.
Is this a special name in this community, or is it just considered Tyler?
We live in the Dixie community. It's revolved around through